This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And in just a moment, we'll visit with Darlene Rowland of the Big River Economic and Agricultural Development Alliance, better known as BRADA. She's been in her position for 10 years in a major documentary film coming to the Manship Theater this Sunday. But tomorrow at 3 p.m. our time, LSU will be playing the University of Georgia in the SEC Championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, kind of a home field for the Georgia Bulldogs, but LSU, of course, will have thousands of supporters on hand, and the Tigers travel well, and for good reason. They're 12-0, and first time since 2011, LSU has been in this position. And in 2011, LSU defeated Georgia in the SEC Championship game at Atlanta, 42-10, to go to New Orleans, where the championship will be played in, well, a month and 8 days, January 13th. Now it's a four-team tournament, though, so in between, LSU would likely have a game in Georgia, in Atlanta, same stadium, in the semifinal, most likely against Clemson. That's if the Tigers win, and they are seven-point favorites against 11-1 Georgia. But if LSU loses, they still probably will make the Final Four, but might have to go to Glendale, Arizona, to defeat Ohio State to make it to New Orleans. But it is an irony that the championship is in New Orleans at the Superdome, where LSU won in 2004 and in 2008, and also defeated Clemson on January 1st, 1959, to win the national championship at the old Sugar Bowl Stadium, Tulane Stadium. So the three national titles in modern time for LSU have all come through the great city of New Orleans. And the Saints, as we know, have won championship to their credit. 10 years ago, exactly 10 years ago, and that Super Bowl was played in Miami, and Paul Arrigo of Visit Baton Rouge notes that the Super Bowl of 2020 will be in Miami. So here we go again. Wouldn't it be something if LSU